What bait do people around here use if they're going to go fishing?
Well, most of them use it. These minnows, use them, but they use them red worms, earthworms too.
Uh-huh.
And some of them will kill a rabbit and use meat or some part of the rabbit.
Do they ever seine the creeks for these little animals with the pinchers up in front?
Oh, crawfish?
Uh-huh.
Yes, some of them will use them.
I've heard people tell me they're wonderful, but I've only caught fish on them once.
Yeah.
What do you call that animal that lives around the water that the fella has a hard shell?
Well, that's a turtle.
Is this the same as the one that you find out in your pastures?
No, they're different. The one out in the pastures is a terrapin. He don't stay in the water, in it. Terrapin don't.
Down around the water, sometimes you find a little blue or gray or green fly. It may have a body about that long, and two sets of wings.
Yeah.
They'll just zip back and forth.
Well, that's a, I always call them snake doctors, but...
I guess you sound
about
water bugs,
yeah. Well, no, they...
No.
Dragons, I guess.
I watched a bunch of those things catch mosquitoes one night. Slickest thing
well,
I ever saw.
Well, they do catch mosquitoes.
They get them right on the wing.
Yeah.
Come up in the cloud and just start eating their way in. What do you call that bug that'll fly around in your pasture at night, or maybe out in your front yard and wink a little light?
Call them lightning bugs.
Gee, I saw a flock of those last night. We went past a stream up toward Ponca City. It just looked as though someone was out there with a flashlight. A lot of people with a lot of flashlights. How about that bug that bores in your skin and makes the red spot that itches?
Well, that's a chigger, I guess. Or a tick. They're pretty bad.
Are those ever called red bugs?
No, I don't believe.
I guess they are.
Them red bugs, I believe them gets on chickens. Chigger. Well, I guess you'd call them red bugs, too. They're red, all right.
I don't like them.
No.
What kinds of insects do you have around here that sting? Flying insects?
Well, I got a wasp. Got two different kinds. Got a black wasp and a red wasp. And we've got a yaller jacket.
Where does a yaller jacket build his nest?
Well, as a rule, they'll build it in some kind of hole, mostly, in a well, kind of in some thick grass. Them walls, they build, them red ones build in, they'll get up in the ceiling around in a hollow tree or somewhere. They don't build in the open. But them black walls does.
Do you have that little bug that'll make a little nest out of mud, a little tube like thing?
Yeah, that's dirt dauber. Yeah, we got a lot of them.
I broke one of those nests off my front door the other day, and it was just full of little green spiders. I bet you put 100 in there.
They kill, put spiders in there.
Do you have any wasp or anything like that around here that builds a nest that looks as though it's made out of paper?
Yeah, of that's them black wasps.
Uh-huh.
Well, the red wasps build one too, but you can't see them hardly. They get up in the out of sight ceiling there in a close place where you can't see them.